What's up, you guys? It's Be Your Girl Lena from Lena Talks. I'm hoping everybody out there is staying safe and masking up and keeping those hands washed and keeping them immune systems good, taking vitamins and all that good stuff, because like I said, this virus out here is taking over, okay? So we got to make sure that we are being safe, you guys, out here. So that is number one. So you guys, I have so much to talk to you guys about. My mind has been racing, pacing, jumping jacks, and squatting. Okay, my mind has been doing a lot of working out, okay? I just have to get some stuff off my mind. I thought maybe this would help. Also, you guys, that's another thing to a mental health tip. If you feel like you have so much things going on in your mind, talk about it. Oh my God, it helps. I don't care if you don't have anybody to talk to, write it down. Write it down. Okay? Write it down. Because what happens is you have so much stuff built up in your brain to the point that you're not going to have enough room to think or do anything. So in order to empty your mind, you have to start talking about what's going on in your mind. And like I said, for those who don't have anyone to talk to or don't even want to talk to nobody, or you probably do have people to talk to, but you just don't want to talk to nobody, write it down. Write it down. Okay? But you guys, we definitely need to be careful out here. Especially, we got to be careful with who we trust, who we like, who we love, who we endurance, who we, you know, feel comfortable with, because you know it's so much going on in this world, and that's why it's so important that we have to love ourselves. Okay, it's so important that we love ourselves, because you know we have a purpose in life. We have a purpose in life. And we need to actually go by that purposes that we have. You know, a lot of us, we like, I don't know what I want to do. What's my purpose? Everyone has a purpose. It just depends on you to find that purpose. And I think that's what's going on with this world now. A lot of people are being lazy because they feel like the world is already fucked up. So what's the point even trying to do anything? That's a fucking lie. That should be a reason for you to do something. You know what I'm saying? That should be a reason for you to do something in life, because of things are being fucked up. Okay? We have to acknowledge our beliefs, and which is have to start in ourselves. We have to start believing in ourselves. We have to start pushing ourselves more too as well. Because no one's going to, that goes for me saying from what I just said in the beginning, we got to be careful who we trust and love and all that, because we got to start doing stuff for ourselves, because ain't nobody going to do anything for you in life. You have to depend on you. You're going to have to be that person to do what it takes to do what needs to be done. Nobody else. I'm not saying it's, you know, not if you feel like you can't, you need get help. That's fine. But a lot of people are depending on people to get help from other people instead of doing shit for yourself. And you know, you can't be doing that. Because you don't know who might be saying what behind your back. You know what I'm saying? And who's being real. You know, so that's why it's important that we have to start by choices. And what I mean by that, we gotta stop choosing. We have to stop choosing. Meaning as we can't keep choosing what we think is best or what is going to be best. Or, you know, we have to know. and just do it. And I know it's easy said than done, but at the same time, we can't let nobody or anything get beside of who we are. We have to start standing up for ourselves. We have to start taking charge, being in control of our minds. Because it starts with your mind. It starts out with your mind. And we have to be more aware of our surroundings too. We got to, like I said, you don't know. Because I'm trying to tell you, the devil is out. Oh my gosh, he is out. He is out here. He is playing roles. And he can be playing roles in people that you think that care about you and love you and all of that. And come and think of it, it's just the devil thinking, having you thinking that, you know, this person really care about you or this person loves you. And this goes for family, friends, spouses, whoever. Like, it's so many roles that's being planned out here in this world. Like, we have to be aware. We have to be aware. That's why it's important that we have to take care of ourselves and make sure that we are good physically, mentally, and healthy. We have to make sure that we're good. Because, like I said, we depend on ourselves. Us. We have to make sure we're good. We can't wait till the person to tell us. We can't wait until can't wait to let somebody else tell us that we're good. How they know? They don't. Nobody knows you like you know you. Nobody knows you like you know you. So we have to stop depending, relying on other people. And you guys, only reason why I'm coming to you so aggressively with this is because, you know, I love everyone. I love you guys. And I just want everybody out there to do, you know, what's right for them. That's why, you know, my podcast is based about self-care. Because it took me a long time to do that for myself. I mean, of course, I love myself. Of course, duh. But do I really love myself? I mean, really, really love myself to the point that how I love another person. How I love someone is how I want to be loved with myself. Like today, I spoke with someone and they told me something that really, really, really helped me. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to say it right, but the person I was spoken with told me that the love that I feel for someone, knowing that a person don't love you back or whatever the case may be, is the love that I really have for myself that's just coming out. So all that love that I love for someone and didn't receive it back, it's the love that I actually have for myself. And it's just coming out. That was deep. That's deep. And I've been hearing this one saying, how you gonna love someone if you can't love yourself? Like, that stuck with me for years. And that was the thing. It was to the point, I loved myself so much to the point that I didn't even care. Like, because I loved me. Like, I was just like, whatever. And I kind of missed that. I kind of missed that. Having that feeling like, whatever. Okay, you don't love me. All right, so what? I love me. You know, I don't need you to love me. Because I love me. And I miss that. And I feel like we all should have that attitude if you already don't. I mean, I know everybody wants to be loved. Love is so powerful. Love is just a beautiful thing. And I have not yet experienced it for real, for real. If you ask me. But love is love. I want true love. Which I definitely have not experienced yet. And for those who don't know the difference, it is totally a difference. Like, it's a totally difference of being in love. Or someone love you. Because you can tell anybody you love them. But really don't. But that true love, oh, you know that true love. That true love is that unconditional, I can't live without you. Oh, you're just... I love you to the moon and back type of love. I have not yet experienced that. Will I ever? Who knows? But I need that. I want to be my true love. Because like I said, all I do is, like, all I am right now is I just love myself. But just to experience that true love with myself and from someone else, oh my gosh. I think that would help me with my solution. Like I said, everybody wants to just be loved, like, honestly loved. Like, it's really not hard, but it is. It depends on a person. I don't really ask for a lot from anybody. I don't ask for a lot. And I know a lot of us don't. We don't ask for a lot. All I ask for is to be there, to a shoulder to cry on, a shoulder to lean on, supportive, honest. And that's really not hard, but I don't know, because I'm just saying, I'm not speaking for all guys, but some of y'all just be wanting to be on some other stuff, and it's just like, wow. And y'all be making it hard for us women. And you wonder why us women be the way we are, because the things that guys do or say, and it's like, guys are just, I don't know, like, y'all call us some unstable creatures, but I don't know. And y'all be wondering why we be that way, because y'all just be putting us through some things, and it be like, what the fuck? Like, honestly, so I'm just saying, y'all, like, I'm trying to tell you, but like I said, it's nothing wrong being in love. It's nothing wrong wanting to be with someone or being loved. But one thing, you guys, you have to learn when someone really doesn't want to be with you is you just need to just back off. You just need to back off, ladies and men. And if it's a woman, a young lady, or a woman, whatever, don't want to be with you for real, just back off. There's plenty of fishes in the sea. But just don't go fishing for them. Sometimes you gotta let that fish come and find you. Because I'm trying to tell you, this world, fuck the world. Life is too short. Life is too short. Hell, I really don't want to die and be alone. That would be a tragic, dying being alone. Hell no. Not me. Not me. So I hope everybody gets this message. And just like I said, I love everybody. I love you. If you feel like nobody loves you, I do. Alina loves you. And I will always love you. And you guys, thank you so much if you are listening. Thank you so much for supporting my podcast show. I love you guys. I really appreciate it. And just keep on supporting me, and I will keep on talking to you guys. And everything I talk to you guys about comes from the heart. Okay, just remember that. And always stay confident. And we got to make sure this new year, 2022, don't let this virus pull you down. We got to keep on going. Keep on going. All right? All right, you guys. Make sure you have a blessed day. Love you. Bye.